Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The following brief paragraph from Christ's great Sermon on the Mount should be a source of inspiration and comfort to all of God's people. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it shall be opened. Matthew 7:7-8. I do not want to be too technical, but a brief study of the Greek tenses of the verbs should be helpful. The three verbs Jesus used, ask, seek, and knock, are all present active imperatives. The imperative mood involves a command. The present tense means continuous action. Active has to do with active voice. The meaning of these verbs is, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. All of the verbs in verse 8 are present active participles. The verse should read, for everyone who keeps on asking will keep on receiving, and everyone who keeps on seeking will keep on finding, and everyone who keeps on knocking will keep on having God's blessings opened unto him. The verb translated ask means to request, to demand, to desire, depending on the context. The verb is translated required in the following verse. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. Luke 23:24. John uses the same verb in the following verse where it is rendered desired. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. 1 John 5:15. Now I need to ask you some questions. For what are God's children to keep on asking? Are there any restrictions on our asking? Will God grant us our request, even if he knows what he grants will hurt us? It is appropriate for us to ask God to open our eyes, that we may understand his will. But it is not scriptural for us to pray for salvation. Salvation does not come as a result of what some preachers call the sinner's prayer, but as a result of our obedience to God's inspired plan of salvation. Every time alien sinners in the New Testament wanted to know what to do to be saved, they were told to obey the gospel. For example, on the day of Pentecost, the Jews asked, what shall we do? Peter commanded, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:37-38. Peter did not say, pray for the forgiveness of sins. He demanded obedience to the plan which God himself had ordained. Once we have become Christians, we are to pray for our families, for ourselves, for our nation, and for the church of the living God. The religious world, including many churches of Christ, is in a state of utter confusion. Elements in all religious groups are agitating for radical changes. They strongly object to any activity or situation they describe as traditional. In fact, many religious leaders have become traditional in opposing the traditional. Must our asking be in harmony with the will of God? Can we hope to have God give us the desires of our hearts, regardless of what his gifts might do to us and to our families? Jesus instructed his disciples to pray, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 7:10. Our Lord himself prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless not as I will, but as thou wilt. Matthew 26:39. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.